This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. During the current presidential campaign, Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders has received more individual contributions than any other person in the history of American politics. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, at the same time that Sanders campaigns tirelessly to win the party's nomination, he has also used his fundraising abilities to help local and state candidates around the country.
When former Vermont Governor Howard Dean ended his presidential campaign in the winter of 2004, he decided to keep the momentum of his campaign alive by forming a new organization known as Democracy for America. The goal of the group was to financially support candidates across the country who back many of Dean's priority issues. If Sanders doesn't win the Democratic nomination this summer, Dean thinks Sanders should seriously consider creating an independent organization to capture the enthusiasm and energy of his supporters.
I think that Bernie has put on the table some things that badly needed to be on the table. I think the economic system has, in fact, favored those at the top and left 80% of the people behind. That's what I'd like to see his long-term legacy is. I'd hate to see it go away after this campaign and disappear.
And Dean says Sanders' extraordinary fundraising capabilities could have a big impact on a number of congressional and state races throughout the country.
Democracy for America has probably elected 100 progressive people to various legislative bodies, water commissioners, which made a big difference in Chicago, as it turned out. Bernie could elect 1,000 and raise $200 million.
Jeff Weaver is Sanders' campaign manager. He says Sanders has included links to several dozen candidates in some of his recent fundraising emails.
Bernie has said from the beginning of the race that obviously this is a campaign for the presidency, but it's also about this broader political revolution, about bringing transformative change to America.
In one case, a congressional candidate in Florida received over $250,000 in just a few days for his campaign to unseat Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's the chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, and the Sanders campaign believes that she's made a number of decisions that deliberately favor Hillary Clinton. It's a charge that Wasserman Schultz denies. Weaver says Sanders' call for a political revolution requires participation at all levels of government.
One person, you know, even a President Bernie Sanders could not do that alone. And so we need not just a tremendous amount of grassroots support from people across the country, but we also need to start electing more people to office who share Bernie's vision for the country.
One candidate in Vermont is already benefiting from Sanders' fundraising strategy. Burlington Representative Chris Pearson is running for the state Senate in Chittenden County. He received just over $60,000 in 3 days after being highlighted in a Sanders fundraising email. He got 12,000 donations with an average contribution of $5.
It's obviously great for my effort, but more exciting to me is the work that Bernie's doing nationally to help foment this change, to help really inspire this change around the country at all levels of government.
Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis thinks a Sanders endorsement and his financial support could have an impact on a number of close U.S. Senate races this year.
The Senate is going to be so much on the line. You know, the Democrats need only 4 seats, and there's about 6 or 7 states that are really going to be the states where the Senate is decided this year.
The Sanders campaign says it's much too early to discuss efforts to create a new national organization because they feel Sanders will win the Democratic nomination. But if Hillary Clinton emerges as the Democratic nominee, a Sanders-backed grassroots group could be in place for the fall campaign. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.